Francisco voters do it again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Months after kicking three school board members out of office, they voted District Attorney Chesa Boudin out, a progressive liberal. Boudin says,
"The right-wing billionaires outspent us 3-1. They exploited an environment in which people are appropriately upset."
Boudin campaigned on a promise to find alternatives to incarcerating criminals, and San Francisco's jail population fell by 38% during his first 6 months in office. Now, the campaign to recall progressive Los Angeles DA George Gascon offered this reaction, quote, "George Gascon and Chesa Boudin's failed social experiments have destroyed communities while doing nothing to meaningfully reform the system."
Fox's Brooke Singman, they hope to try to recall Gascon in November, when there will also be a runoff for mayor in L.A. Billionaire developer Rick Caruso and Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass finished 1-2 in yesterday's voting. Congress will hold a gun violence hearing this morning, the day after actor Matthew McConaughey went to the White House.
"Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway."
He made an emotional plea for common sense regulations.
"Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals."
McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas, where 19 kids and two teachers were murdered. A fourth-grade survivor will be among those testifying at today's House hearing. Tomorrow, the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold a primetime evening hearing.
The committee put out a statement saying they'll be presenting previously unseen material documenting January 6th in their televised hearing. They'll also get testimony from Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards, who suffered a brain injury at the hands of rioters. They'll also be talking to filmmaker Nick Quested, who recorded the start of the violence.
Fox's Jill Nato. Many Republicans dismiss it as partisan political theater. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Later this morning, President Biden will head to Los Angeles for a summit of the Americas with other regional leaders. Migration, one of the topics amid a surge of immigrants coming to the U.S. illegally since he took office. Yesterday, the president signed bills on veterans' health care that passed with support from Democrats and Republicans.
Calling those who served in the military the backbone of America, President Biden signed several veterans' health bills, he says, to help pay a debt to those sent off to war.
"The bill I'm signing into law will ensure that veterans who serve near burn pits get the preventative care they need."
Burn pits have been tied to cancers and other health concerns for service members. One bill signed into law requires the VA to conduct breast cancer screenings for women who serve near toxic exposures. It's named for Marine Corps Officer Kate Thomas, who died from breast cancer after serving in Iraq. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down more than 100 points the day after a 264-point gain. The price of gas up almost 4 more cents today to a new record high. AAA has regular at $4.95 a gallon. A gender controversy at a school in Wisconsin is going away.
A Wisconsin school district is closing its inquiry into three middle school students who are being investigated for alleged sexual harassment for not using preferred pronouns of transgender students. Keele Area School District now saying it considers the matter closed, no further reason given. The group representing the students says it is pleased with the ruling, saying the district recognized that it had no legal basis to demand and the clients refrain from mispronouncing other students. It also says it will ensure the investigation is erased from the students' academic records. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay got even with New York. The two-time defending Stanley Cup champion beat the Rangers 4-1. The Lightning tying that series now 2-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.